Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to Pillow Talk with Dr. Boyce and Dr. Alicia Watkins. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins. I'm here with my lovely wife, Dr. Alicia. How you doing today, babe?
Oh my gosh, it's Sunday. I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. We just woke up from a nap.
And so tired.
Yeah, we do our pillow talks literally from the bed and on our pillow. And Pillow Talk is where my wife and I get together and we try to have smart conversations about things happening in the Black community. And we haven't done a Pillow Talk in quite a while.
Man, let me tell you, I am so ready to put this semester to bed talking about Pillow Talk.
You had a rough semester.
This was rough, only because like it was like normal semester responsibilities, and then it was just like six more things I had to do on top of that that I just didn't see it coming. And I think my problem was that like I overextended myself.
Wow.
And then I became real angry about it because I couldn't get out of stuff. Once I said yes to things, there was no turning back. So anyway, I was just very overwhelmed, boys, this semester.
Oh, okay. And by the way, guys, can you hear us? Let us know if you can hear us. Give us a quick yes in the chat if you can hear us okay, and we can begin our topic. And also, please hit the thumbs up button. Thumbs up, share, subscribe. And my name is Dr. Boyce Watkins, and I'm a finance professor. My wife, Dr. Alicia, is a relationship therapist and also a professor of social work.
An overworked professor.
Overworked professor of social work. And her website is coachingwithdralicia.com. Okay, thank you, DDS. DDS says yes, he can hear us. All right, so here's what I wanted to talk about today. This morning during our financial consciousness training, I brought up the fact that only half of all Americans can actually afford a $400 car note, which is interesting because the average used car note is over $500. And I thought that was really fascinating that only half of all people can afford $400. But the average is 500. And it made me think about something that I know you did a whole workbook on this called about financial anxiety.
Yes.
And it made me think about how much anxiety there is out there with so many people that are just nervous about money.
Just based on that, you're $100 in the hole every month.
Sheesh.
So where's that money going? How are we making up for that? What are we saying no to? Okay, so we need a car and we have to get from point A to point B. So that $100 that we're in water over our head, this got to come from somewhere. We have to say no. This is the lesson. Say no to things.
Say no to things or say yes to other things, maybe. Like, I was talking about how relationships were once seen as essential, for survival.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost sounds like if everything's going up in price, which it is, give me a yes if you've noticed how inflation's been kind of ravaging everyone. It seems to me that in that environment, you'd want to maybe consider things like investing in your relationship, almost like a financial investment to some extent.
Okay, so we've moved topics from investing in cars, getting you from point A to point B, to investing in relationships. And you were saying say yes to things. I like that. I like that change. Saying yes to yourself.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that's not a separate idea though, right? Like, one, if you find that things like cars and rent are expensive.
Yeah.
Then one way to survive financially is to invest.
Yes.
And what I find is that when people think about investing, they think about stocks and real estate and stuff like that, but they don't think about things like investing and fixing my marriage, could be also a financial investment.
Okay.
Because if we keep the team together, we can win more championships if the team is together. Just go ask Shaq and Kobe. They got a divorce and it probably cost each of them at least a championship because they were winning championships together.
Okay, now this makes sense. Okay, so you're talking about looking at your life in its totality. So you're looking at all of your relationships. You're looking at all of the money that you have, your budget. So you have an income and you have people that you're connected with on a daily basis. So part of managing your life is to look at these relationships and to say, okay, how much money and energy do I have to spend on developing these relationships in my life?
No.
And looking at what's important. Wait, you're not talking about that?
Mm-mm.
You're not talking about investing and Because there's only so many hours of the day. You only have so much energy in a day. You only have so much money in your bank account. Right. So I'm saying taking a look at all of those things and looking and examining when your plate is full, when you're depleted.
I'm talking about something.
You're talking about something different.
Something even more basic.
Okay. What you talking about?
If I make 60,000.
Yes.
And you make 60,000.
Yes.
Together we make how much? Answer me in the chat. If he makes 60 and she makes 60, how much do they make together as a family?
Mm-hmm.
How much?
Well, you're talking about 120, and, right?
Right.
$120,000 a year as a family.
Right.
Okay.
Now, if I divorce you and we give $10,000 to the lawyers, and then how much am I going to make?
Wait, what for that year you'll make less? For that year.
Yeah.
Am I following your logic? Okay.
Yeah, it's real basic, babe.
Okay.
We made 120 together. Individually, if I divorce you, I'm not making 120 anymore. I'm making 60. My income cuts in half. So right. And our expenses are gonna nearly double because now instead of sustaining one household, we're sustaining
two households.
Right. And so what I really think people got to think about is maintaining your marriage and your family and your relationships is a huge financial investment. Because if I can find a way to get along, you know, they say it's cheaper to keep her and stuff like that. That's an ugly way of saying that breaking up this unit is going to be financially devastating for all of us.
Okay. Okay. So you're seeing it. You are seeing it differently than how I was seeing it. I was talking about like spending, like you spend money on your car, because the whole thing is about car note. So I was looking at it more like, okay, here's how much money I can spend. Here's how much energy I can spend on 10 relationships. And maybe I can only sustain three good ones based on how much energy and time and consideration it takes me on a daily basis to maintain close relationships. This is how much money I have to spend every month on maintaining the household.
I can see
that's that. That's how I was. Okay, I think that's like how much energy I
think
have.
That's one angle to look at it at. Okay. Right? I'm talking about
looking at it in terms of we work better together.
I was looking at it as 60 plus 60 is 120, 60 plus 0 is 60. And the thing is that there's a lot of people out here trying to do it all in one income. And that's a big problem.
Yeah.
You know, and that's tough. And so when people decide like, okay, I don't want to get married, or I don't want to stay together, or I don't want to, well, I get all that. I'm not judging that, but I'm saying that a lot of times people make that decision without considering the financial impact of trying to go through this life solo.
Yeah, that's really interesting because like, I've been, you know, I love my documentaries. I've been watching documentaries while I'm grading papers. And it's just so interesting because documentaries give you like in-depth of what happens in people's lives and why people make the decisions that they do. So my understanding, you know, just digging into people's lives, like even on a professional level, personal level, and what I see on TV, when I see like separations like that, I don't see it as an easy decision. Like I see it where people are just saying, oh my God, I got to think about finances. I got to think about the children. I got to think about household, like all these ideas run through people's head. And to make a decision for people that I know and professionally, when they make a decision to part ways, it's really kind of devastating. And yes, you're right. Like money is one of the things that is a big factor in people's decision to even get together or decide not to be together. Yeah, so financial is sometimes very essential. And I also think that I was talking about like emotionally too. There's some people who are just like, you know what? I don't even care. I will pay this person money. I will gladly lose $50,000 or $10,000 just to have my peace of mind. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, how much is your peace of mind going to cost you in relationships?
Yeah. And then it's kind of like,
yeah.
Is that the only, like, does it have to be in that way? Like, is that the solution?
No, it never has to do that way.
So I'm wondering, because if I'm sitting there and I'm fighting with somebody, I've always looked at it as, I have a choice of whether I really want to fight with you. I don't really have to. I could say like we're fighting, that's why we're parting ways or whatever, but truth be told, I could just shut up and not fight.
That's so
Really,
true.
just, you know, like, yeah, like, why do
That
you
is
know?
so funny.
So I don't know. So I kind of feel like
Yeah.
with this economy being tough, I think people should look at their relationships as one of their significant financial investments. If you invest in the right relationships, that can make a big difference for you financially, not just in terms of who you're with on a romantic level, but the kind of friends you keep. You know, if you're networking with people that are trying to do well and be upwardly mobile and be financially efficient, that's going to be better than people who are downwardly mobile and financially sloppy. You
Oh,
know, when I was,
oh my gosh.
well, you know, I mean, when we had the Stock Options Summit in Los Angeles, I encouraged all the students to network. I required, I told them, I said, I need you to walk out of here with seven phone numbers. I said, because you're in a room of VIPs, you're in a room with people who have been trained on a certain way of thinking about their economics, and they're upwardly mobile, they're headed in the same direction as you, and this can be your
Those
posse.
are your people. Those are your people that you need to
Yeah.
connect with. You got a lot in common with everybody in that room. Is that what you found, that everybody in that room when you did your event, like people were just, they just connected very well in the room?
Oh yeah. I
Yeah.
walked in the room and I just saw like the room bustling with activity.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and I was very happy about that. And they were good people, smart people, and they were connected with each other. And that made me happy because I know how important and valuable those connections are, because a lot of people out here are alone. You know, I just want everybody to pay attention. Whenever they give you those studies about how broke everybody is, they always use an example of like, you know, a 24-year-old single person living in New York City. You know, like
Like
that's.
everybody 24, unless you're a millionaire.
And if you're single living in New York
Yeah.
and your parents didn't help you, you don't have a partner helping you, your friends aren't helping you, all you're literally, this person's literally married to their job. That's it. They're
Wait, what do you mean married to their job?
meaning that's their only source of support.
Oh, well, I mean, you have to look at, I mean, hopefully people just don't go to work and come home and do nothing.
No,
Like, hopefully these
I'm
people
talking about
have a rich
financial
life.
support.
Okay. What do you mean,
For many
Fanny?
millions of people, their job is their only source of support.
Okay.
But
They don't
that's
have trust funds and stuff like that
right.
that they
Their
can lean on.
parents didn't invest for them. So
Okay.
there's no assets coming from home. There's no spouse that's also bringing in money, right? No, your friends ain't really helping you. They're just drinking buddies or something. And so you're literally, your entire economic lifeline goes through GE or whatever company you work for, Chipotle or something, right? And I think that we got to rethink that, because that's not safe. I don't think that's a safe way. It's like if I'm trying to breathe and there's one oxygen tube, if I'm underwater and there's one oxygen tube, and the person that controls that oxygen tube literally controls my life.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. My grandpa used to tell me that. He used to say, "Don't let your main job be your only source of income." He used to say that all the time. And he would always like work, but then he always had like side gigs or something going on. I don't know what he did, but he was a chemist. So he would work in these labs and he would do all this work and stuff. And so it was always like he always had other things to occupy him.
Those things make a
Source
difference,
of
you know.
income. Yeah.
Yeah, and I would encourage everybody to kind of think about the world a little differently. Don't do what everybody else is doing, or it'll cause you some problems.
Yeah, so I like this networking thing because so what you're saying is that like-minded people can get together and form some sort of union with each other in a sense where they all kind of like are all on the same page and everybody has the same goal, and then they can somehow pool their money together or form an investment club or form an investment group where they don't feel like they're in this world all by themselves. Okay.
Yeah, fine. Don't
I
just
love
find
that.
people you can drink with. Find people you can do business with. You know,
Yeah.
that I think those are the best friends to have. By the way, you're watching Pillow Talk with Dr. Boyce and Dr. Alicia Watkins. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins. This is my wife, Dr. Alicia Watkins. Could you do me a favor, please, and hit the thumbs up button? Thumbs up, share, subscribe. Also, Dr. Alicia is a licensed therapist. She sees individuals, couples, and groups. If you'd like to learn more about what she does, you can visit coachingwithdralicia.com. That's coachingwithdralicia.com. And also, if you'd like to receive some free information from Dr. Alicia on healing and as well as things related to financial anxiety, stuff like that, just text the word love to 87948. Text love to 87948. Okay, guys. So we're not going to make this long. I just wanted to come in and say hello really quickly. And also, babe, I'm going to let you get the last word before
you're going to let me get the last word.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, in this world where there's so much financial stress going around and people are feeling overwhelmed and corporate America doesn't care about any of us.
Mm-mm.
You know, what would you say about that just as a mental health professional in terms of what's going on and how to kind of cope with this? I don't know. I just think about, you know, the amount of anxiety that can come from the fact that now we're kind of losing the middle class, you know?
We are. It is concerning.
Yeah, a lot of hopes and dreams are dying. A lot of young people, especially under 35, feel a little bit overwhelmed. What are your final thoughts?
You know, I think that wherever you are right now in your life, wherever you are financially, spiritually, relationships, wherever you are right now, I think you should look at it as a positive thing, saying, wow, look how far I've come. Look where I was last year this time, and look how I've made it through. So I think that we need to be comfortable with where we are right now as number one, and then look toward how you can make things better for yourself in the future. Like, stop stressing. There's so many people that stress over where they are right now in this moment. Right now in this moment, you're doing the best that you can. And I think that we need to, like, when we start having thoughts about where we are in life, you know, try to pay attention to some of the positives. So many of us get so bogged down in what we're not doing. I want to do this and I'm not where I need to be. I want to be here and I'm not where I need to be. And those thoughts kind of bring you down. So I think we need to have some gratitude and appreciation to where we are right now in this moment in our life. And then take that to mobilize where you're going to be next month, 6 months from now, a year from now. And wherever you're going to be, it's okay. Stop stressing out about stuff.
Gratitude.
Yes, gratitude, especially for things that you can't change. So there's certain things in your life that you can control, and there's certain things and people that you can't control. And it's okay.
So true.
It is okay.
Wise words.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Good luck to everybody. And in case
stop stressing out about that.
And in case you don't know, we have financial consciousness training every morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. It's free in the Black Business School. If you'd like to join us, just text the word morning, MORNING, to the phone number 87948. Text morning to 87948, and you can join us. Also, you can get a free copy of my book Financial Lovemaking by going to BoyceAndAlicia.com. If you go to BoyceAndAlicia.com, you can get a free copy of the book as well as some other resources that can help you, courtesy of the Black Business School. All right, everybody. Well, we're about to get on out of here. If you don't know about the All Black National Convention, you need to know about this. This is going to be October 25th in Chicago. Dr. Alicia will be there. It's going to be Lombard, Illinois, actually, which is a suburb of Chicago, at the West End Hotel. And it's a great place where intelligent Black people around the world gather. And it's the largest gathering on earth of intelligent Black people who want to build solely and completely for the Black community. So if you are interested in being in a group like that, around experts in all fields that really want to build in our community, then feel free to visit allblacknationalconvention.com. Thank you, DDS, for sharing the URL, and thank you for watching the chat and holding it down. And I hope everybody has a great day. God bless you. We will talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay. Goodbye, bye-bye, everybody.